This is Vatican Radio. Every year, thousands of pilgrims flock to the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem in the Holy Land to visit the place where Jesus was born. Now they'll be able to see the fruits of a 2-year restoration project at the holy site, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
It's taken 2 years, a team of international experts, and meticulous work. But now the initial phase of an ongoing restoration project at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem has been completed. The church, which houses the grotto where the Virgin Mary is said to have given birth to Jesus, is listed as endangered by UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Agency, and has suffered from centuries of neglect. Before work began, rain leaked through the severely damaged rooftop, threatening to harm precious artworks inside. Silvia Stalinieri is a specialist from the Piacenti restoration firm in Italy, which has been on the front line of the 2-year project, along with other international engineers and experts, which also includes a Palestinian team. She described the complexity of the work.
The most complicated thing is it was the solution, find the solution to restore, to conserve the ancient element for the future generation, for the knowledge of the humanity, using the new technology.
So what is it like to work on one of Christianity's holiest sites? For Stalinieri, it was an incredible experience.
An emotion very, very big. We are, all of us are proud of this, very, very happy.
The Catholic, Greek Orthodox and Armenian churches share ownership of the church, built by St. Helena in the 4th century. And although much restoration work has been completed, there is still much more to be done.
We stay there for 3 years and we continue to see the church, to maintain and to monitoring.
But that work will depend on the availability of funds. An additional $11 million is needed. The Palestinian Authority has already launched a campaign to raise the funds, and President Mahmoud Abbas has pledged to follow through in order to protect this holy site for future generations. I'm Lydia O'Kane.